All right, we made a roster move today. We added Leon Williams, linebacker. He was with us in training camp. And to make room, we put Alan Bailey on IR. He's got an ankle and a leg, and it looks like it's going to be about 4 weeks. So we put him on IR so that we could add Leon. And so Leon knows the system. We know him. And so it was a move that we needed to make. Injury-wise, Elam will not practice. Flowers will not practice. Derek Johnson will not practice. Then limited will be Kendrick Lewis, Eric Berry, Tamba Hali, and Brandon Albert. They'll be limited. They'll do something, but we'll see what they can do. And Lilja will not practice. And so other than that, we're trying to get ready for the Cleveland Browns.
Berry's injury?
Mm-hmm. A hand, yeah.
Well. And Williams, he had some head. Wasn't that what was keeping him out during training camp? With his head neck.
The last thing he had was a finger, I thought.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How difficult was yesterday afternoon for you guys to kind of go straight from football to something that's very un-football with the service?
Yeah, but it was a nice service, and we went, paid our respects, and then left and try to get back to football. And so that's what we are. We're back to football, trying to get ready to play.
Time
is what usually heals all wounds. And so as time goes on, everything will be better.
Ronnie, you said you got your discipline from your father and your mother kind of gave you patience, and obviously that's helped you over the last week. Any specific memories or anything that stands out, you know, from your childhood growing up that, you know, kind of demonstrated that?
Well, just the way a military man carries himself and operated our household. And then my mom, no matter how she felt, how good it was, how bad it was, she was always making it. Every time you ask her, I'm making it. And so she'd go on, no matter what.
And your father, I read somewhere, 2 tours in Vietnam, so I'm sure he saw his share of atrocity, too. I mean, you know, did he ever talk about that, or?
No. Generally, military people, they don't talk about the bad things they see, you know, or have to experience. They want to try to put those behind them.
We talked on Monday about Jamal Charles and kind of how the team was going to need to surround him and help him. How has he handled this week? How have you seen him respond? And how have
Yeah, he's done well. I mean, you know, the football field takes all our mind off of it. So when you're at practice, that we have to think about the job we have to do. So we try to do that, and that's good. That's good healing.
We're talking about the Browns coming up ahead. What is it about Trent Richardson? Obviously, he's a beast. He's strong. But does anything play into the fact of his size being 5'9"? It's tough for the defense to see him behind the line, and once he gets around the corner, what makes Trent so difficult to stop?
Well, I think he has a very strong will, and he's a strong-willed running back. He's got really quick feet, you know, for a guy his size, even though he's not, you know, maybe that tall, but he's got quick feet for his size. He's got great vision. Does not go down easy. You have to tackle him.
Do you kind of comment on Brandon Weeden in the receiving corps? What concerns you have there?
Well, they do a good job of protecting Brandon, and he has a lot of time in the pocket to give his receivers a chance to get open, you know. And then he also has enough ability that he can pull the ball down and run with it. Now, he really doesn't want to pull it down and run with it, but he can, and he can gain yards when he does. You know, but I think the biggest thing is the protection. They do a good job of protecting him and giving him time to look down the field and deliver the ball. And the receivers, they do a good job of running the route concepts that they have in place for them. And And they're able to get open, and they're able to make tough catches. You see them, you know, if a ball is not perfect for them, they still can make the catch and turn it into a positive play.
Coach, yesterday we talked about your return and Brady Quinn's return, but Pete Nellis goes back to the Browns. He is a former teammate, really questioning what kind of a teammate he was. Not very positive remarks. What kind of teammate has he been here in Kansas City?
He's been good ever since he's been here. I have no problems with him. He does everything I ask him to do, and he's been productive on the field other than the times he's been injured, you know, when we didn't have him on the field.
How difficult is it for you to formulate a defensive game plan when you have so many defensive starters who aren't practicing and you have no idea whether they're going to be available or not?
Well, you know, our system is our system, and it's in place. And so we can't change the system. We could change the system, but I think that would be counterproductive. So the ones who are still healthy, they know our system. So we have to work our system. And one of the reasons that Leon has been at it is he knows the system, and he's been involved in it. And so now that transition will be a little less. You know, if you took a guy off the street who didn't know the system, now trying to get him ready would be really difficult. You know, so the backups, they have to step up and play, and they were able to do that last week, and if they have to do that this week, they'll step up and they'll do a good job.
Are there some coverages and things that you might do differently if you had a certain safety in there or a certain corner? I mean, wouldn't there be adjustments in that regard, or do they just go in there and they do the exact same job?
They do the exact same job. I mean, really, they do. You know, and then the adjustment will come on Sunday. If the job I'm asking them to do, if we're not getting it done, then I have to make an adjustment with the calls that I make.
If Lewis and Elam are both out, does Hartman start?
Good chance.
What did you see from them in the game this week?
Well, one, I think he led the team in tackles. You know, and that sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. You know, that means the runner is getting into the secondary too much, or either he's doing a good job making tackles in the passing game. You know, but for him to go in and be a good tackler and make tackles, that's a positive thing. Hartman is a smart young man. He knows the game of football, and he was able to step in and do a good job.
Romeo, how did Brandon Allen look at practice? Was he moving around pretty well yesterday?
He was moving better than he's been moving, you know, in a couple of weeks.
If you guys determine he's ready to play, he'll start Sunday?
Well, he's limited today, so we'll have to see what Sunday brings.
What about the decision to have him in uniform but not play him last week? Was he just, he felt like he'd go on?
He still has a back issue that he's dealing with, so we had to take that into consideration.
Well, why dress him at all, I guess, is the question.
Because I thought he could play if I needed him.
So Patrick DeMarco got activated last week and played some, too.
Yep.
What were your thoughts on how he did for you?
I thought he did a nice job because he went in and he played on offense, and then also he played on special teams, you know, and so he was able to help us quite a bit in both of those areas.
Last one, Randy.
Tyson Jackson showed up again.
Tyson always shows up.
Where's that been?
It's been around. I see a lot of times people are watching the ball and they don't always watch what goes on in the trenches. But Tyson has been a consistent player for us all year.
Does it make you kind of wonder, should maybe he been using that role in the nickel previously?
No.
Lots of 3-4 ends stay on the field for passing downs.
Well, sometimes they do.
Yeah. But just he's flourished in this. I mean, better than your expectations?
No, Tyson has always been a consistent player. He has always been that. And every time he goes out there, he does what we ask him to do, and he competes very well. We're just asking him to do a little bit more, and he's doing more.
And with Bailey out now, Bailey would come out.
Well, yeah.
Rule too, so now he's really makes Tyson even more important, I suppose.
Well, Tyson has been playing. Like you say, he's been playing on third down some, first and second. So he'll continue to do that. And so now then Rapati has to be more ready to go, you know. And Sean Smith has to be more ready to go. And that's the way we do it.
Thank you.
Did Jay Winkley, anyone last question?
This is kind of a out of left field, Coach. But Time Magazine this week, Roger Goodell talked about the thought about maybe eliminating the kickoff. Chiano had a suggestion they were going to consider where instead of kicking off, the ball is put back on your 30-yard line. You have the choice, one play to go 15 yards and pick up the first down and continue maintain possession of the ball, or just punting it because the other team would take over from that side of the territory. So basically, just punting the ball from your 30 instead of kicking off, or going play one play 15 yards to maintain possession. Just your thoughts on, you know, eliminating kickoffs.
Well, we call it football, you know, and so the foot is part of the game. And that's, you know, and I know it is that. I understand why there's some thought about doing that, but I think that once you eliminate that, probably you eliminate the punt as well. And so then do you eliminate all the kicking game? And then how does that impact the game that we know, you know? So that would be my response.